Some other news, the U.S. is denying parole for Leonard Peltier of the American Indian Movement. In the 1970s, he was involved in a shootout with federal agents in South Dakota. Two agents were killed, and he is serving two life sentences. He admitted he was present, but denied the killing, and human rights groups have taken up his cause. Here's South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger.
Peltier is hailed as a champion for Native American civil rights. His supporters see him as a symbol of the fight against racism and oppression toward indigenous people. Nick Tilson is president of Indian Collective, an indigenous advocacy group. He says the parole denial is like a death sentence.
It's utter disappointment, and it comes with a long line of disrespect and disregard that this nation has had to its indigenous people.
The FBI has strongly opposed Peltier's release. Ed Woods is a retired FBI agent with the No Parole Peltier Association.
Justice prevails. He's been telling these fabrications for years, feigning innocence, but the parole board obviously saw through that.
Peltier is 79 and his health is deteriorating. It'll be years before his next chance at parole. Supporters say the odds he'll live that long are slim. They will now push for clemency from President Biden. For NPR News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.